Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet."
It's Pensacola Morning News right here with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation, but I'm producing. I'm John Pickens, and special guest host today, David Merzen. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. I'm trying my best to fill these
You're
big
doing
shoes.
A great job.
I'm trying. Hey, as an update, we've had two callers text in. The text line, 850-437-1620. I did not know. We asked the cat the question about fireworks and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A texter said, yes, it affects cats too, and they are terrified. I have four, and I've had cats all my life. So many cats and dogs go missing after fireworks. And I believe I read that in the headline somewhere, that's like they run off and can't find, the owners can't find them. And here's another one. This is another interesting one. And
interesting.
Here you go. Good morning, fellas. My goat completely freaks out. I feel bad for him, but they're not coming in my house.
Oh, I bet that would be a party inside there, man.
I did not know that goats had that kind of a reaction. It's just amazing. So, see, we're learning all kinds of things. I would encourage, if anybody else has got a unique pet, by all means,
or
text
tips
us.
For 4th of July for other
That's
pet
exactly
owners.
That's exactly right. What do you do? Thunder shirts, melatonin? Are there other, little dose of, some kind of alcohol, I guess? I don't know.
NyQuil. No, I'm just
joking.
NyQuil,
there you go.
I'm
There's got to be something.
Works on children.
Well, that's good to know. There you go.
There we go. Piece of advice for today.
By all means, text us at 850-437-1620. And we're still open to ideas. If any of you electricians out there want to answer the mystery flashing lights question, we're open to question or answers on that as well. So did you see that Sahara dust is headed to Florida?
I didn't.
It's a 4,000-mile journey, and the good thing about it, Saharan dust helps keep the storms down. It kind of lowers the temperature over the Atlantic there, but it helps lessen storm intensity. So we're hoping that this later part of June and July that we may have less hurricane activity because of Saharan dust.
Interesting. So it's headed our way.
It's headed our way. And there are really cool sunsets because of it.
Oh.
It will change the atmosphere. So we will get some, we'll start seeing those pictures of really cool sunsets and that sort of thing. I'm sorry.
I remember
you told me to be closer to this microphone.
Worries. No worries, my friend. No worries. I can amp it up here. You're good.
But Saharan dust will help us, I believe. Maybe that's a question we'll ask JT when he gets on from Florida Power and Light. But that's a scientific phenomenon, I guess. It's been studied, and who knows?
I just ask it to stay off my car.
It's like pollen.
I think we're
stuck with it.
And red shows up that quite well.
There you go.
Yeah.
You have a deep red, right? Is that?
Yeah, it's like a deeper red. They call it octane red.
Octane red.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting color.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's an interesting name. And
how often do you have to wash octane red?
I wash her almost every day. I've got one of those car wash memberships. So if I'm going to pay for that, I'm going to use it.
That's one of the unlimiteds.
Yes.
Take it. Yep. There you go.
Yeah. Well, at my house, I have to park under trees and stuff. So... Oh. you know, we have birds and pollen and just.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you come out in the morning and you're like, luckily when I come out in the morning, it's dark still. So I'm not judging everything.
Is that one of those that you can go, like, there's dozens of
yes.
them all over town, and
yes.
you can, so while you're out running your errands, you can just...
Oh, yeah, just swing on in.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I always thought about that. I just...
Well,
I drive a 2017 Toyota Tacoma, and...
It could always be clean.
That's right. Then I'd have to vacuum, you know.
Every single time. I drive through and drive right out.
Okay.
You don't have to vacuum every single time.
See, my mind, if I was going there, I'd be like, okay, I gotta get out there and vacuum.
You're like, I do this tomorrow. That's what I'm looking at. I'm like, I'll do this tomorrow.
There you go.
It's 6:25. Let's take a look at your traffic on the fives. Still dealing with that. If you're headed eastbound from Gulf Breeze to Mary Esther, we've got the eastbound lanes closed. And 98 in Seville Circle, right before Mary Esther. It's going to be affecting people going from Gulf Breeze to Eglin Air Force Base. So just pack your patience with that one. Find an alternate route. If you can, try to take I-10 to Crestview and then down. But, yeah, and that's a fatality there. So it's going to be a while. Other than that, traffic is flowing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Let's go to David. What's up with the headlines?
Hold on. There we go.
Sorry, I came to you early.
No, that is okay. Well, you know when you're looking news stuff up and every news site, they automatically play videos and you get sound from 100 things.
Yes.
Going through your browser. Yeah. Well, today marks 2 years since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The landmark decision ended the constitutional right for an abortion and gave states the option to decide on restricting access or not. President Biden and former President Trump getting ready for their first big debate. That's set for Thursday in Atlanta. Biden's been meeting with advisors over at Camp David. Meanwhile, former President Trump held a rally in Philadelphia over the weekend, also spoke to a gathering of Christian conservatives in Washington, D.C. And a surfing icon has died after a shark attack. Tamayo Perry was attacked off the Hawaii coast on Sunday in Oahu. The 49-year-old was known for his work as an actor. Apparently, he was in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, Blue Crush, Lost, and a number of other movies as well.
Oh, I miss Lost. I love that series. Did you see it?
I don't think I ever watched it.
Back in the day? Oh, okay. Well, it was really good.
Well, maybe it's due for a binge watch then.
Yes. That's one of the ones that you definitely need to binge watch if you haven't seen it.
Well, I have. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I will take your recommendation.
It's a while back that it was, but it's still one of the best shows that's out there right now.
Well, if it was made a while back, that only makes it better in my, because there's nothing that's been made in the last 10 years that's worth anything. So.
Yeah, and we had to wait week by week to get the next episode when you just go to the, you just click next.
That's the best part about technology today is being able to skip the previews and just go from one to the next. And, you know, even the intros, you can hit the skip the intro and get right into the show. I love that.
That's right. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm John Pickens. Andrew is out on vacation. Got my good friend David Merzen here. And we were talking earlier about the lights. Okay, these flickering parking lights that are out front of BJ's and the university. I'm still going to call it University Mall.
University Mall. That's
because
right.
That's all I knew growing up. So University Mall. And when you turn, what is that, Burgess right there? You turn onto Burgess, they're like flashing like in different sequences.
That's right.
So we had a caller text in earlier and said, we are summoning the aliens.
That's exactly right.
You know?
And we need answers. There's got to be an electrician. There's got to be a
got to be some
owner.
Reason why.
That's
they're
exactly
on
right.
during the day, too. So if you're an electrician or you know anything about those lights, take a look at it.
And you would think like the photo cells, you know, because every light has a photo mm-hmm. cell now. It's dark, it turns on. It goes, it's light, it turns off. What is it about those, you know, do they have to replace the fixtures?
I don't know.
What's the deal?
Or they were installed backwards or something.
That very well could be. Who knows around here? So, you know, I mentioned earlier about that crash, the National Hot Rod Association crash. I was able to find that. The guy that was in that crash is 75 years old.
Wow.
If you Google that, look at the video on that. I mean, that car blew up. And the daughter said, oh, he's going to be fine. He'll bounce back just like always. But he walked out of that thing. I mean, it's an amazing, fiery crash. Sometimes,
wow.
You know, and you look at F1, you know, Formula One, and all the rest. I mean, they have these incredible
NASCAR
crashes. Exactly.
You know, the Cup Series, I'm like, whoa, or whatever they call it now. But, you know, there's some hard impacts. Like, I've literally talked to drivers, Kevin Harvick in particular, and he's like, when you roll, and you just pray.
And so they're in a cage.
They are.
Which is somewhat safe.
Somewhat safer, imagine. But when you hit, before the safer barriers came in, and when you hit that wall, you were hitting that wall.
Amazing.
It's been Socolo Morning News with Andrew McKay. We'll be back after Fox News Update right here on News Radio 1620.
Pelosi, President Biden and former President Trump will come face to face on Thursday for the first time in 4 years at the CNN presidential debate. President Biden spending most of the week prepping at Camp David.
I expect President Biden to do an excellent job, just like he did in the last two debates. It really doesn't matter how Donald Trump shows up. If he comes in unhinged like he is most of the time, or he sits there and is quiet, people are going to know that he's a twice impeached, convicted felon.
That is Biden campaign co-chair Mitch Landrieu on NBC's Meet the Press. A Florida judge is going to hear arguments this morning from both the prosecution and the defense over the Trump team's motion to dismiss his classified documents case entirely. The former president's attorneys argue special counsel Jack Smith's appointment to the case was unlawful since he was a private citizen at the time. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 80 degrees and clear skies. Looks like an absolutely gorgeous morning. The House Ethics Committee investigation into Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz continues. ABC News is reporting that the committee has obtained Gaetz's Venmo payment records after issuing a subpoena to the company. Witnesses are now being questioned regarding payments received from Gaetz and whether they were for sex. One woman reportedly said it was. Others have said the payments were just to attend parties that Gaetz was also at. Gaetz has denied the allegations against him. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against the congressman. Well, officials in Bay County have confirmed three swimmers died last week after becoming distressed while in the water. The three Alabama men were swimming as double red flags were flying, warning beachgoers of rip current risks and that the water was closed. Three people hurt in a crash on Highway 97 last Friday. Florida Highway Patrol says a 59-year-old Pensacola man was driving north in a Ford truck and veered into the oncoming lane. That caused a head-on crash with a truck driven by a Camden woman. The three people in total were taken to the hospital after the crash. FHP says criminal charges in the case are pending. An abandoned boat in Bayou Chico raising concerns with people that live in the area. That boat anchored and has trash, furniture, tarps, even gas cans on board. Neighbors say the trash has been blowing off the boat, washing up on nearby islands. Escambia County says they are aware of it.
Law enforcement agencies conduct investigations that are required under 823.11 Florida statutes to formally declare a vessel as derelict. Once it's declared derelict, then Escambia County gets a letter of authorization from the law enforcement agency.
Now that is Marine Resource Manager Robert Turpin, and he tells Channel 3 they're hoping to complete that process and haul the boat out of the water within a couple of weeks. He also says the owner of the boat will be responsible for the cost, and if they don't pay, they won't be able to register another vehicle or a boat in the state of Florida. Well, a deadly shooting being investigated that's claimed the life of a rapper who went by the stage name Julio Fulio. Tampa police spokesman Janae Lewis says investigators are still trying to put all the pieces together. This happened outside of a Holiday Inn in Tampa.
Officers are still here. There are a lot of officers at this point. We are reviewing video that's available. We're trying to interview people that were out here to figure out exactly what led up to that shooting and the cars being shot at here in this parking lot.
And Julio Fulio's real name was Charles Jones. He was reportedly ambushed in a hotel parking lot as he was celebrating his birthday over the weekend. Also, Hulk Hogan's son won't be able to drive for about a year. He's pled guilty now to drunk driving charges in Clearwater. Nicholas Balea pled guilty on Friday after being arrested back in November. He was drunk and speeding in Clearwater. He'd refused to take a breathalyzer test, but the police officer that pulled him over said he had alcohol in his breath and bloodshot eyes. A judge sentenced him to probation for a year. 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing out there?
Well, we're still dealing with this accident that involved a fatality. If you are heading from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther at Glenn Air Force Base, we do have the eastbound lanes still are closed at this time, so you definitely want to plan around that. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Just seeing some volume right there. That's a look at your traffic. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up, getting into the mid-90s, feeling more like 109 degrees. Heat advisory is in place for that hot weather. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 95, feeling much warmer. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's already a warm one, 80 in Pensacola. 80 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Cole Murray with your money now. Boeing and NASA have announced they are again delaying the Boeing Starliner capsule's return to Earth from the International Space Station. Officials have pushed back the Starliner's departure date several times after the vehicle experienced some issues while en route. Officials did not immediately announce a new return date, but the space agency indicated the return of Starliner's crew won't occur until July. Banking regulators have disclosed that they found weaknesses in the living wills of four of the eight largest American lenders. The Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said the living wills of Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America filed in 2023 were inadequate. Regulators found fault with the way each of the banks planned to unwind their massive portfolios. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 15. The NASDAQ lost 32. The S&P 500 down 8. That's your money now.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. the 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Beatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. He's on vacation right now. I'm John Pickens. I've got a guest host, David Merzen. Good morning. Welcome to Pensacola Morning
Good
News.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here. Learning something every minute of this morning.
Me too.
And I got to memorize this stuff. You know, okay, got to push this button. Okay, there's a caller. Okay, there's... Just amazing how you multitask behind this microphone.
You got to.
Yeah. Incredible.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. That's exactly Would you like to introduce him?
Sure. Our first caller. So rather than me talk, I'm going to let other people talk. So I lined up some callers for the rest of the show. The first one I have is a friend, Matthew Melstrup, and he is a harbor pilot. So Matthew's on the line. And Matt, why don't you tell people like a little bit about yourself and maybe like what a harbor pilot does?
Absolutely, Dave. Thank you very much for this. I am a career Coast Guard officer after 29 years of service. And I had an opportunity to break into harbor pilot here in the state of Florida. There's many their boats or some boats. When you go into the harbor, you see the big commercial ships that are coming in and out of the port. A harbor pilot will be on that and first station to the water. That's the job in the
hall. That sounds really cool. So the way I understand it, you get to drive like the big boats into Pensacola, right?
Yeah. So, a little bit of a scale, the typical boats that were on out in the harbor, a couple, thousand pounds or a couple tons. The biggest ship we just brought in is about 16,000 of those little small boats, all one. So, much, much larger. These are ships that bring in various commodities or goods to the port. They're fueled the economy here in Pensacola or the region or the counties around or even further. The job consists of basically taking a small boat out to the larger ship out at sea. We climb a rope ladder once we get alongside aboard the ship. You go up to the bridge, after the crew, and then you direct the ship that it's the waterway all the way or up
with Moore's alongside. Then the port will discharge all the cargo, the stevedores ashore, we'll get all the goods off, the ship will set sail, go to its next port of call, go take it all the way off the sea. The charge by the state of Florida, who certifies that 95 so pilots that are in this port, is safeguard the public through the water. Protect the environment, safe property, in that order.
Gotcha.
With an efficient flow of trade.
Gotcha. So I have a question, real quickly. What's the biggest boat you've ever driven?
The largest ship I've ever driven is the Bari Lines. So if you see big blue-sided ships that come in about once a month into the port, it's about 50,000 tons, so 740 feet long. About 100. So there's a couple football fields, as to put it in scale. It's pretty amazing. These are awesome ships.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, I need to do traffic on the fives right now. We've got an accident on 98 in Seville Circle. That's over in Mary Esther. So if you're traveling from Gulf Breeze to Mary Esther or Eglin, you're going to see the eastbound lanes are completely closed at this time as they do their investigation on that fatality right there. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
So we're back. And Matt, I have a question for you. Like, you said you were in the Coast Guard, and that's cool. Did you drive boats in the Coast Guard? What special training, do you have to go through to, to take some of these big ships in and out of the port?
Yeah, great question. So I spend about 2/3 of my Coast Guard career on the ship. We had command of two of the ships that are home ported here in the port are the last. So 18 years of foot for me. To become a harbor pilot, you have to attain a merchant mariner credential license, spend years of time on the water, and then you take a test. Selected for the job. Then also at some point, a federal exam allows U.S. flag vessels, international vessels, and then you come back and take another exam a little bit later after you finish your apprenticeship in your particular port, and then you're fully qualified, fully certified.
Wow, that's a lot of tests.
That's a lot of tests.
They are arduous tests. It's somewhat public, hopefully. These are, myself included, very highly seasoned and evaluated pilots that are out there moving these big ships. And one of the major components of those exams is to draw the water.
And how long have you been the harbor pilot here? I know there was somebody here, and they were here for a long time. How long have you been in the job?
Yeah, thank you very much. Brian McGee was my predecessor. He started in 96. He served for almost 27 years here. I killed years training under him, and then it took over last. We're going on a year here.
A year. Wow.
Wow.
He's new. He's a spring chicken.
It's 6:48. I'm John Pickens, guest host David Merzen. We'll be right back right after this on News Radio 1620.
Do it, and the best way to do it, and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it, and they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation. I'm John Pickens. Our guest host, David Merzen. Yep. And we still have our gentleman on the line, Matt, right?
Matt is the harbor pilot. That's exactly right. He's still on the line for us. And Matt, I had a question for you. So tell me, like, how often you go out to ships? What's coming up? Do you know, like, do they call you and say, hey, we need you out here in a couple hours, or do they schedule days or weeks in advance? How do we know?
Well, as the only harbor pilot here in Pensacola, I am sort of on recall. So there's always the possibility a ship will call and say, we need to come in today. But more frequently, we have the regulars that come in, so they're predictable. I expect to have a cement ship next week. We just had a ship depart. And we average probably about one a week or so here. It's not the busiest port. Now, if you can dial up more ships, I'll be happy. I love driving them, so bring them on in, Dave.
There you go.
But yes, invariably a cement ship will come somewhere right around 4th of July. That's usually how it works. And I'll go out there, bring a ship in. They'll be here for about 2 days or so, and then they'll depart, and then we'll wait for the next ship.
Awesome. So the next question I have, we're coming up on our break. Tell me about the McCool. So there's a ship that's going to be christened here. Is that correct? You're involved in that in some way?
Correct, yes. That's a pretty exciting event. So the Richard M. McCool is a new Navy ship, about 700 foot long. And in the life cycle of a ship, it's kind of like the christening, if you wish. That, you know, they're christened and then they come in and they commission and they're put into active service. So the Navy ship will come in and moor down at Navy Station Pensacola. I'll help it do that. And they'll spend about a week here. You'll see the Navy crew from right around that Labor Day period. They'll come in just before Labor Day, and that whole week they'll be here. They commission on the 7th of September. That will be attended by a number of dignitaries from high up in the Navy command chain, and kind of a very formal military event. And then we'll take them out to sea, and they'll start doing the country's missions wherever that leads them.
That's pretty cool. So you will get to drive this how many hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment into Pensacola?
Yes, yes, indeed. So the harbor pilot's job is sort of like the offensive lineman in football. You don't really want to have your name called out too often.
Oh, I bet.
Some toiling in anonymity is good, but that is the job, and make sure they get to the pier so they can do all the things they need to do. And as a team, it's not just the pilot. In this port, you'll see the tugs moving around from the Pate Marine Towing. They're essential to many of the neat opportunities that are on the water here. The stevedores, line handlers, they'll have those type of folks down at the pier to moor the ship. Tugs are important. And then, of course, all the logistics that a ship of that size entails will be involved also.
Cool.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today.
We're missing our traffic at the 5, so... John, what's the traffic out there?
Well, still dealing with that fatality that happened over on 98 in Seville Circle. Basically, if you're headed from Gulf Breeze over to Mary Esther Eglin Air Force Base, the eastbound lanes are closed at this time. So just be aware of that. That's causing some major delays. So you can take I-10 to Crestview and go down, but just pack your patience with that, my friends, because it's going to be just a little while longer. It happened at like 5 a.m., but they are still on the scene taking care of that. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the 5s. David Wayne is in the newsroom. What's our headlines, buddy?
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And there is some serious flooding going on in Iowa right now.
What?
Yeah, this is up in northwest Iowa, and apparently they got about a foot of rain last week, and of course I'm from Iowa, so all the people I know, I've seen pictures posted, people's entire houses and entire communities underwater right now. So
wow,
some serious flooding going on there. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is seeking a presidential disaster declaration for 9 counties right now. Hundreds of, and meanwhile, throughout the rest of the world, we're all dealing with heat advisories. They say that heat records, over 1,000 records, or 1,400 records, I'm sorry, were broken last week, heat records. And over in the Middle East, they're saying 1,000 Muslim pilgrims died making the journey to Mecca. Here in the U.S., 100 million people under heat advisories today. And if you were watching golf over the weekend, you may have seen this. Protesters caused a bit of a delay at the PGA Tour Travelers Championship on Sunday. 6 climate protesters stormed the green on the final hole. As the leaders were lined up to make their putts, the protesters sprayed powder and left stains on the green.
Oh, wow. Did that affect any golf play, though?
Well, I think once they got him out of there, they finished up the game.
Oh, okay.
Scottie Scheffler went on to win the game. Oh. But it probably made more work for the maintenance crew today.
Oh, I bet it did. Yeah, cleaning up the environment.
Was
it really
cornstarch or something? The same stuff they threw on the Stonehenge? Or
yeah, I'm not sure what they used to make their...
I know there was orange stuff. I saw some white stuff.
Now, that Stonehenge thing is crazy because you've got a, you know, I would say a 15, 16, 17-year-old on the right side, and on the left side, you have an older gentleman. So one bystander tried to tackle the kid. He gave up on that one. So he went over to help the other bystander take down the older, while the kid's just going,
yep, spraying all over the place. That's right.
Show him what a linebacker can do.
There you go.
You know, not in the NFL, but, you know. But I'll show him some moves there.
There you go. You got a few moves